The season premiere of the Winter of Stein podcast with Eric Stein is sponsored by our friends over at 23andMe. 23andMe allows you to go beyond ancestry to access more personalized insights based on your DNA, from your health predispositions to your lifestyle choices. With the 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit, you get over 125 reports on your health, traits, ancestry, and more, including lots of different things. Like in my 23andMe kit that I completed, I learned about a muscle composition report. And believe it or not, I share a common result for elite power athletes like Lolo Jones or Ryan Lochte. It's a genetic variant that is common with the power athletes. The studies have found that almost all elite power athletes, including sprinters, throwers, and jumpers, have a specific genetic variant in a gene related to muscle composition. What it's doing in me, I could not tell you. And 23andMe will also tell you if you are genetically predisposed to be lactose intolerant. Most people are born being able to drink milk. You lose that ability with age. 23andMe is going to tell you if that is likely to happen to you and much more. So if you're interested in finding out all sorts of things about yourself, where you came from, and more, buy your 23andMe Health and Ancestry Kit today at 23andme.com. That's 23andme.com/Rob. That's the number 23andme.com/Rob. Again, that's 23andme.com/Rob.
It's that time of year. Big Brother is here, but it won't last for long. So we gotta keep on feeding the positive.
Thank you, Will from America. That is right. We are back here with the Winter of Stein with America's favorite player, Eric Stein. Eric, how are you?
My man, what is good? Unlimited boss, Rob. I was not expecting the new theme song. I was expecting a poor dub over. It's the Winter of Stein. Wow, Will from America, always coming through.
My ultimate ride or die, always crushing it, always feeding the positive. No flip-flopping from you, sir.
I'd say it's good to be back, but just like Joey Lawrence, I'm only doing this because CBS promised me another gig if I did this one. So,
all right, Eric, here we are. Celebrity Big Brother 2019. Three episodes are in the books, and here we are in the Winter of Stein to talk about everything that's been going on through 1 week. And we normally don't talk about spoilers on this show, but I think that this might be a week where we're forced to in a couple of moments.
Yeah, it is looking that way. I just got back from a trip to Iceland, and I had the pleasure of watching all three episodes in a row. And let me tell you something, Rob, it was a lot like the time I watched Fuller House.
Fugue State?
Thank goodness the Friday episode hadn't aired yet. It would have been one too many.
Okay. All right. So we are going to go through everything. Of course, we get lots of feedback from our listeners here every single week. You can email the show Winter of Stein all week long. You can also tweet hashtag Winter of Stein. Leave us voicemails as well. We will go through all of your feedback every step of the way, and we'll try to do these mid-week for the duration of Celebrity Big Brother, as long as Eric Stein does not quit if it's too much for him to handle. But they say Eric Stein is no quitter.
Well, I do have a plane ticket to Switzerland, so we'll see.
Okay, so we're going to put the warning out there that if you are very, very spoiler averse and don't want to know anything about that, then I would encourage you to bounce out of this episode of the podcast, because I don't know if we're going to be able to talk too much about things without getting into some news from the live feeds that has been circulating over these last couple of days. So I do apologize about that. But normally we will try to keep this contained to what is going on the TV show. so much to get to, but I guess why don't we start here with our first question for you, Eric Stein. This is a question from JF. How did Eric survive the fall of Stein?
I do not appreciate this question. I don't like starting with this. Anyone who knows me, they heard about it in the summer. They heard about it every other year since then. I do not like the fall. I do not like crisp air. That's just oxygen. I don't like the foliage. That just makes me sneeze. I don't need any persimmons. I don't like any nutmeg, eggnog. I guess that's already in the winter, but I don't like it. I don't like it. The pumpkin spice latte and the Uggs are staying in the closet for me. And it was tough. It was really tough. And that's why you didn't hear from me during most of the autumn. I went into an autumn hibernation.
You have an autumn bunker.
That's right. But it's the winter and I'm back and feeling good. So I appreciate the concern. And the answer is I did not survive it well. I barely made it through, but here we are.
Okay. All right. Happy to have you back, Eric. So we got our cast here from Celebrity Big Brother Season 2. Do you have any reactions to the cast? I'm very excited to get into this. You and I haven't spoken about any of this stuff. So what was your first impression when you saw the cast of Celebrity Big Brother 2?
It seemed like the show had probably been cast by the same team as The Masked Singer, possibly. You know, surprised Tommy Chong didn't just shuffle right on over and join this midway through. But nonetheless, there were some people that I was not surprised to see. Others I was happy to see. But those impressions have already changed. You know, we have these notions ahead of time. I was super excited for the uber competitive Lolo Jones. I was, you know, I am coming from a WWE background, so I certainly knew of Eva Marie pretty well. But, you know, once you get in there, I'm giving everyone a clean slate and seeing what they have to bring to the table. And a few people have really blown me away right off the get-go, some in a good way and some in a not so good way. And the first person that I am really feeling oofy about is none other than Joey Lawrence.
Yes. Yes. Now,
this may be a bad, bad couple of weeks for him.
Eric, were you a fan of the television series Blossom?
So I was so much of a fan that back as an impressionable young adult, back when Blossom was on the air, I called the local radio station here in New York to enter a contest that I wouldn't be surprised if you entered on the very same day at the very same time. It was a celebrity impersonation contest.
Yeah.
We were both about the same age, you know, both into the media. I waited for 30, 45 minutes and I was about to get on the air and they just had the producer pre-screen, but they had told me like, hey man, you're going to be on. And I said, okay, great. I'm going to do for you my Joey Lawrence impersonation. Mm-hmm. Wait. The guy's like, all right, give it to me, bro. And I'm like, whoa. And then he's like, that's it. That's terrible. You sound nothing like him. He's like, that is not good enough. That is less than 1 second of content. And then they hung up on me. I was devastated.
What radio station was this?
This was Z100.
Z100.
Yeah. That's, it was a tough pill to swallow. But yes, I was a fan. I had a big collection of those Blossom bucket caps that she used to wear. It's very nice.
A lot came out of Blossom.
Yeah, what did not seemingly stick was Joey Lawrence does not seem to know his audience, what he's popular for. He seems to want to reinvent himself as Mr. Cool and Mr. Jim, and he is really deluding himself about what he is on this show for and what people want to see from him. Not a good look from Mr. Lawrence, who apparently also may have been from Home Improvement, as the story would have it.
Yeah. Yes. Some confusion this
week.
Was
Joey in Tim the Toolman Taylor?
And truthfully, it's a surprise that Al Karn or JTT didn't make the cast for this. You know, that's maybe they're holding out for next year.
Maybe Lochte had got word like, hey, the kid from Home Improvement is going to be on the season. And that he just assumed that that's who he was. I love the Lochte confusion about that. He only knows Jonathan from Cupcake Wars, that Joey was on Home Improvement. It's the world, according to Lochte. I want to hear more about it.
Oh, absolutely. And there is one thing that I heard from Mr. Lawrence that I thought might ring true with you, possibly. You had one time recapped with Tyson that you are a bit of a nervous peer, so to speak. Yes. So I'm wondering, would you tank your whole game just for the possibility to do, quote, private bathroom stuff? You know, you have children at home,
yeah.
So I'm not sure that you get to do private bathroom stuff as is. So I was curious how important that experience may be to you.
Well, I find that the bathroom situation in the Big Brother house is private enough. Even the downstairs bathroom, and I've never visited inside the bathroom or the Big Brother house, but, you know, it is not a multi-person situation. That you do have the privacy of a door in the downstairs bathroom, even though it is a door that does not lock or lock-y. I think I'd be okay.
I will say, one time while using the facilities, a confused Jen Johnson opened the door on me, and rather than apologizing, just stood there laughing for 10 seconds and didn't close the door.
Yeah.
So it is a potential danger zone down there. And I guess it also really depends on what, as has been speculated, what his private bathroom stuff is.
Yeah. You know,
that's a whole other story.
So the stakes for this first HOH competition are huge. I mean, not only are you going to be safe and you get to put someone up on the block and vote it off, but you also get your own room and your own bathroom to just do bathroom things, which is so nice.
It's not leading me down a good mental path, what he's doing in there.
I got to do bathroom stuff. Come on.
Yeah, I did hear some speculations. It could be some manscaping that he needs to be doing in there. And that does check out with me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That, what does that do with you?
Well, the story checks out. No, that feels like that's tough in the Big Brother house. You know, you can't be busting out a pair of clippers, you know, right in the middle of the.
Why do you manscape in the Big Brother house?
I mean, you gotta try, you know, you're there for 3 months, you know, things are happening.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
This is exactly what you meant when you asked me my thoughts on the cast, right?
All right, let's go to talking about another question from our listeners. This is one from the great Tender Taryn. Eric has infamously claimed that he watched over 800 reality TV seasons. Did he watch What Would Ryan Lochte Do, Braxton Family Values, or Living Lohan in the 800 seasons of reality TV? Did you watch any of those, Eric?
First of all, I would argue that I famously claimed that, not infamously, and accurately claimed it. But no, I didn't watch a single one of them. I did watch Lindsay on the OWN Network, which was the show about her recovery, which she basically quit and refused to film halfway through. And the second half of the season was just about how she was unwilling to film the show anymore.
Okay, so have you followed the reality TV career of any of these Big Brother house guests?
Well, you know, that brings me to a question as well. I am slightly familiar with Total Divas. I saw Lolo on The Challenge and Tom on The Apprentice, but I wondered why it was that you weren't going back to recap some of the past media of these people. That seems so in your wheelhouse for a preseason podcast, but then I realized that you were waiting to have Mike White on as your co-host for that episode, right? You to critique all of the shows. You're walking on thin ice now, right? You have to say, oh, I did see Road Trip with Tom Green, and that was an A-plus film.
Well, Freddy Got Fingered would be the...
100% tomatoes, all green.
Are you a fan of Freddy Got Fingered?
Not for nothing. I would go back and watch an episode of, you know, Blossom if the spirit moved me.
Oh, certainly. You know, certainly. I have plans for that.
Yeah, I have seen some of the exploits. You know, I think that they're a capable batch on camera. But I would prefer, if I'm being honest, a few people who are not reality retreads. But hey, listen, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Okay. So, Eric, we need to switch gears and we need to talk about our top story at this hour. And we do want to, again, remind people, if you are particularly averse to the spoilers, that we're going to be talking about some news that has been discovered on the live feeds that we need to discuss, which will be addressed on the show on Friday night. And, Eric, it is let's take another question from Twitter, and this is one from our friends over at the Big Brother Wikia, who say, let's play Where in the World is Anthony Scaramucci? And luckily, we have our expert Gumshoe Stein here to help us solve the mystery.
Yeah.
Well, he went from the White House to being a guy on silly game shows. He's a one-liner machine from his 12 days in D.C. He put knee pads on his elbows before he caught a plane to Davos. Tell me, where in the world is Anthony Scaramucci?
Yes, all right. All right, Eric. Let's see what you've got. Do you still have it?
We're going to need to find the loot, the warrant. Mooch the douche is in jail.
Jail.
Well, that's where you wanted to land them if you caught him on the episode.
Yes.
He might be in jail.
Okay. All right. Anthony Scaramucci, what a mystery we have on our hands, Eric, where he was in the house, he was on the live feeds, and then we last saw him on Monday, and then he's gone. And now, according to multiple sources at this World Economic Forum, I think a lot of Big Brother alumni, I believe, were spotted there. And we don't know what's happening. We don't know what's happening, but we have some curious things going on here where we have the CBS Big Brother account saying that all is not as it seems. We also have the development last night that we closed out the episode where the Big Brother announcer said this.
Twist will send a second celebrity packing.
Shocking twist. The house guests seem to think that the mooch is some sort of a mole. Eric, what is going on here?
Well, as the last place finisher on an early 90s episode of this game show, I am most certainly qualified to get to the bottom of this. And here's my first theory I'd like to toss out.
Yes.
Is it possible that prior to coming into the game, Anthony Scaramucci visited a Zoltar machine and he wished to be big, but in the house, he shrunk back down to child size, and that's why he was wearing this oversized suit. And there were concerns that, his true adult kid identity was going to get sort of bungled in the house, so he had to escape for cover. You know, I don't know. That's my first theory, or possibly modeling for Oshkosh Bagosh.
I do love a big theory. I do love that, as Mike Bloom will tell you. But I'm not sure necessarily, because I did not find. So you're saying that the mooch that showed up in the White House was a 12-year-old kid who then got that job?
Yes, made a wish to become big. And now the wish has worn off. And that's why, just like in the final scene of Big, he is wearing suits that don't fit him.
He is notoriously potty mouthed. I'm not sure if a little kid would, drop as many F-bombs, Eric.
Okay, so how about this? I think you have poked a hole in that. I know we don't want to get political here. Is it possible the Mueller investigation is closing in and they just didn't want to have an arrest inside of the house?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he wasn't there that long. Is it possible that somebody, perhaps an enemy of the mooch, put a thinner curse on him?
This is interesting. Tell me more.
Okay. And so the thinner curse that somebody puts it on you and then you just start losing weight and you can't stop it.
Yes. I think that is a good theory. What if he got use of the HOH iPad and said some harsh words about Tangela
Yeah, he's look here. That he's not that crazy, Eric.
What if he got outed as a certain Big Brother spoiler?
Oh,
and these were the repercussions. He lost his spot on the show.
You think that he is the real Vegas for sure? Is that what happened? They discovered
he's a communications expert.
Yes, he is adept in all forms of communication. He was talking about Twitter in the house, so maybe he did know a thing or two about that. But no, but Eric, seriously, what is going on here? Was this a quit? Is this a twist? What is happening?
It feels like a quit. It feels like a predetermined quit at that. And therefore, it must have been a quit that the producers were on board with. So what I am expecting, which will be so ludicrous and glorious, is that they are going to make up some sort of narrative that explains away this quit. Because that was the big complaint from the most vocal fans of the show the first time around. And, you know, I don't think they want to go full Huxtable in
Huxtable.
So I feel like that would be a really bad narrative to come out of the gates with. So I think what we are going to get is a fully fabricated twist come Friday to explain his whereabouts. And I cannot wait to see.
But what is the twist, Eric? What give me your best Julie Chen Moonves pitch here of what could she tell the audience that will make people feel like that this was a twist?
Wouldn't it be hilarious if he lasted just as long in the Big Brother house as he did the White House?
He lasted half as long.
Yeah, he didn't even go.
It was a half mooch.
Yeah, the old half mooch. I don't know. I don't know where are you coming down on this? I mean, I did think that we might be getting a Celebrity Apprentice, like Anthony had a pre-existing commitment, and he'll be rejoining us, for our next task. But that doesn't feel like he should have come off the block if that were the case. And that would require a lot of explanation as well, unless they just sweep it under the rug, unless they wanted to get their full Omarosa out of him. And this is a way to guarantee that he was going to make it through week one. Because no matter what his footing in the game was, well, he has to leave the house for a few days and he's going to come on his way back. It seems really bizarre that he's speaking about it publicly. The producers would not be on board with that. So bare minimum, they're in cahoots with whatever is going on here.
Is it possible that production does not feel like that the Venn diagrams are overlapping between the Big Brother fan base and the news coming out of the World Economic Forum?
Well, I think that we would know well enough that the Big Brother fan base are some of the world's greatest detectives. So I think that they would know that all it needs is the one side of the coin here to the bottom of this.
But of the, you know, 5.5-6 million people that might be watching the show, if a couple thousand people know on Twitter what really happened, but they explain it away of the mooch is part of a big twist where then we're taking him and putting him in sequester for 5 days and then we're going to put him back into the house, and if he can last an extra week we'll give him $100,000 because that was part of a twist.
Yeah, I think that is probably what we're looking at. I will say the one miscalculation with him was that he does not need the money whatsoever. And I know, yeah, he could sell a couple books from it or whatever, but I don't think he really needs that boost either. So, I mean, Lolo Jones, she probably needs the money. She played amateur sports. You know, some of these people never really made a lot of money in their careers. You know, Cato Kaelin probably is not exceedingly wealthy or anything like that. So I believe this was a straight up quit. I believe this was I'm on the block. I look like an idiot. I'm going to this conference and that's more useful for me than staying here and mortifying myself. But I think you're right. I think we're going to get a real song and dance over what it is. And then I think they'd happily let him back into the house, right? It's any press is good press. You know, he should definitely fit that motto. So,
yeah, I don't know how much we're really going to worry about sort of the integrity of the game in Celebrity Big Brother. If this was a real season, I'd like to think they wouldn't do something like this. But here on Celebrity Big Brother, it's kind of a sideshow to begin with. So I think that they would be OK with it. But we just need to find out exactly what's going to go on. And we'll probably learn about this on Friday night. I just don't know how that they could spin it, Eric, where what they could say of, oh, he was actually a fake player the whole time. And like they don't have footage of him, of like the mooch, like at nighttime, oh, leaving the refrigerator door open or sneaking into bed with Lochte or like what is there like prank footage that they have of what the mooch was doing?
Right. And it feels like if it was a predetermined situation where they knew he was leaving, they would have concocted the backstory ahead of time. So that is the part that really doesn't line up. I think that actually would have been better if he was just there straight up as a Saboteur America's player, like, who do you want the mooch to kiss? I think that would have been fantastic.
Is the mooch America's player?
Yeah. I mean, as is, I think the best we can hope for is that he's replaced by Rockapella or Carmen Sandiego herself, or even, you know, Misdemeanor or anyone from the lineage of Carmen Sandiego.
Hey, Big Brother fans, I'm the Mooch, and this season I'm here to make America's player great again.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity.
I mean, it would have been better than what we're doing here. Yeah.
He's like, I accepted $10,000 less than Spicer, so here I am.
Yeah, so we got to see what's going on with the mooch, and ultimately if it's going to be a full-on twist or if it'll be a quit. But the announcer said that a twist is going to send a second house guest packing. Do you think, is that related to this, or do you feel like that we'll have a twist in terms of two people will go home?
Maybe, just maybe, the twist will be the second veto that has been alleged that may be upcoming, and maybe he quits as a result of it. So indirectly, the twist of having a second veto in 1 week drove him to quit. So it is resulting in him leaving.
Maybe he's
maybe, or maybe I do find the wording of packing to be interesting.
Yes, packing to go on this trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Very, very confusing stuff.
Yeah. Oh, do you think they'll do a twist of like, okay, Anthony, this is Julie. Okay. So you are not going to go back into the house. We are going to send you on a trip to Switzerland, and your job, your assignment is when you get back, you cannot mention any of this to your housemates. And if you win the game, you'll get an extra $200,000 if you can pull this off.
This is like a trip to the VMAs that you'd like win on an earlier season. We're like, what if, for argument's sake, just like some players have done before, you know, Davon and Paul. No, Paul, he went on Candy Crush while he was on the show, and Tyler played TKO while he was in the house. Is it possible that the Mooch is going to film an episode of Love Island or some other upcoming CBS show, and then he's just going to come right back into the house? And, you know, he can't
face the nation
separately. He can't tape it and then be on the show. Those things happen at the same time, you know? So maybe he's doing a live recording of another game show for CBS, and he'll be returning soon.
Yeah, perhaps. Eric, is this all just a setup for another line from Cato Kaelin when they ask him what happened to the mooch, that he could just say, if the glove don't fit, he must have quit?
I can only hope. You should probably tweet that to Grodner. There's still time to get it into Friday.
Send that in for the writer's room. Okay. On the subject of the mooch, then let's take another tweet from Must Be Ray. Can either of you confirm that the following Queen song lyric refers to a Celebrity Big Brother alum who is both short in stature and tenure? Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
This is possible. Maybe this all ties in, right? The Bohemian Rhapsody, I think, is up over 800 million worldwide, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this is that's
nominated for Academy Awards. The Mooch was nominated for Eviction.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed seeing Freddie Mercury's ghost in the Big Brother house. That would have been something, or a hologram.
Yes.
That would have been special.
Will Rami Malek play Scaramouche in the biopic?
I think Tony Danza, probably.
Angela. Jonathan, come on. Okay. Let's do one other question about the mooch. We had one from Patrick who wants to know, for Big Brother 22, what do you think about a Meech versus Mooch season?
Yeah, this is good. That's solid. I can't even poke any holes in that. That feels good. The tears will flow. I mean, are they going to work together? Are they going to showmance? Are they going to be enemies? I feel like this would be high drama. I like it.
Meech versus Mooch. Who you got?
I'd be happy to see her tap in to the game in his place. Oh. And she'll just go by the big Mooch for the rest of the season.
Okay, we got rid of the Mooch, but we got Big Meech.
But she's just still dressed in the purple pimp suit for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Doing like a bad impersonation of him.
Yeah. Okay.
Now that would be comedy gold.
That would be something. Okay. Eric, I know we got a lot of people, a lot of the fans of the Winter of Stein, all 10 of them, had requested that we do something. We bring back one of our most popular segments from the summer of Stein, where we take a look at the opening credits of Celebrity Big Brother.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say that we do an hour-long cooking segment in which we recreate JC's beef sauce.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite segments, but I don't know if it really stood the test of time.
With everyone else. All right. Stood fair enough. Time.
Okay.
Okay, all I'm right. ready. I intentionally glanced over these just in case this moment came up. So it's going to be all new to me.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead. We will bring up the Celebrity Big Brother opening credit video, courtesy of our friends over on YouTube.com. I'm going to slow the speed down also to, we're going to go with 0.25. Let's go super slow-mo yes, on this. Okay, let's see. So our 1 minute video might end up being 4 minutes. Maybe we'll go up to 0.5 if it's too slow. Of course, we're doing the video of this, and we will for all of these Winter of Stein episodes that you can find on our YouTube channel at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Okay. All right, here we go. Celebrity Big Brother main titles. So we got a star coming in, Eric.
This looks like The More You Know from the 80s.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and when you're underwater, remember, don't breathe until you come back up.
Much like one of your favorite past house guests, I too pee pee in the pool.
Okay, Lochte, he gets the top billing here, Eric. He's Lochte is in the pool.
Do you think he, in their eyes, is the biggest star in the house?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and take a look. I feel like that he's a solid name. I think he's on the A-list of who they have for this season.
He's probably going for pretty decent money on Cameo. He's some grade A man meat. You know, he's a real hunk. He probably fits the demographic of the Big Brother fan base pretty well. You know, I think they're thirsty for Lochte's pool water.
Thirsty for Lochte's pool water. So we have a still frame of Lochte in the pool, which disappears to Lochte, and he is dusting off his shoulder like ain't no thing, Lochte.
It looks like he may have some dandruff, possibly. Is he known as a great American simply for being in the Olympics? Because I do find the American flag to be interesting.
Yeah, we have the American flag behind him that, you know, was on Team USA. I find it more interesting. Is Lochte in a suit here?
Yes, you would think he would be in his swimsuit, right?
You would think so.
Maybe, like, is it possible that this entire sequence was intended for Scaramucci? Flag, suit.
But there is a pool ladder behind him. There's a pool ladder behind him for Lochte.
That is true. I feel like what he's saying in this is, I'm illiterate. Because,
how so, Eric?
Well, I'm not really sure that it's possible. This may be a chicken or the egg scenario here that I'm now letting the fact that I saw on the episode that he is in fact illiterate inform the fact that that's what I'm taking away from this video. But that's still the vibe he's giving me right now.
Okay, so Lochte, it's nothing's going to bother Lochte here in the Big Brother house. That
he's kind of like a puppy. Maybe he has fleas.
Oh, you think so?
Up there,
like baby Dino the dog.
Oh, that's hope he overcomes those fleas soon.
Okay.
I will say about Ryan Lochte's game, though, I'm starting to get on board with him. You know, in these shortened seasons, being a comp beast who is known as being a little slower mentally and not knowing the game well. I think he's someone I'd like to align with. And he seems like a real one. I think this is a ride or die type of guy here. So I will say that while he will likely be bamboozled at some point,
certainly.
I think he's settling in for an okay run here.
Right. And no matter what he does, that people will say, who made him do this? He didn't have this idea on his own. This wasn't
right,
his
so
idea.
So he can swear off also, right, anything very easily. That's true. Not a lot of blood on his hands.
Okay. Okay. So we go from Lochte to number two, and we are going to check in here with Candy Burris, Eric. And here is Candy. And we said we go from a still shot to then the live action photo. Candy is dancing.
So what are these props in the background of hers? You know, he had a pool and an American flag. She has what, a dance floor and a Romanesque column or something?
Yeah,
sort of
like a classy Caesar's Palace type setup. I think it's saying glamour, glitz.
Yeah, this isn't doing it for me. This feels very phoned in. It's not personalized. I feel like what she's basically saying here is, I know everyone would have preferred to see New York on the show, and I feel sad about that. So I'm going to, like, you know, just do my little dance. And
little
that's
thing.
It.
Okay. All right. So we go from Candy, and now we are going to rotate 90 degrees to, whoa, Joey Lawrence. Hey, Joey, 1992's headshot called, and that's what they're using in the Celebrity Big Brother intro credits. How do you feel about that?
He, you know, would have been my top choice for the person who is most apt to kill it on Cameo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is alive and well on Cameo.com, Eric.
Hold on, though. I have a question about this, because if he's not willing to deliver the goods that the fans want of him, if he won't whoa on Cameo, then he's going to lose that market very quickly. I mean, maybe he's willing to sell out if the money, as we've heard in the past, goes directly into my bank account. Right. Maybe he's willing to woe for the money.
I don't think so. He's not willing to woe for the money. He'll talk your ear off for a minute or two on Cameo, but he is not willing to drop a woe.
Hey there, everybody. This is Joey Lawrence, and I am sending out a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody at Retro Days. 2019's coming, and I hope we all have a very, very blessed one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah. No, well,
whoa.
You don't get a
whoa. What was that at the end? That was like when you don't know how to close a podcast. You're like, bye.
What? Yeah. When did that happen? That
is... I feel like sometimes there's a moment where the salutation isn't there. You know?
Okay. I'm impressed you listen to the end of any of the podcasts. Okay.
What is it that you think I'm doing with my time?
I don't know. I don't feel like you're doing other stuff. Bathroom stuff. Okay.
Private bathroom stuff. What is this? I haven't even seen his motion yet, but I'm concerned it's going
what
to
be. What do you think it's
going to
be? What do you have a prediction?
Well, probably going to either be manscaping or pleasuring himself
Definitely not.
I think he needs the bathroom for.
Definitely not. Okay.
All right.
So let's go. Let's rotate it up to see Mr. Joey Lawrence here. Oh, hands in prayer pose. With Joey Lawrence posters thrown about. Namaste to you, Mr. Joey Lawrence. And
doesn't his head look a lot bigger than his body here?
They
may have superimposed it on someone else.
Yeah. He's got kind of like a Indiana Jones look on the wardrobe right here.
Yes. Very, very tight pants.
Very tight.
Yeah. You know, could help him in the game, I suppose.
Probably slows him down on the bathroom stuff.
Oh, yes. That's why he needs so much time. He has to lower and raise his pants.
Okay.
So, I'm not really sure what he's doing here. Is that part of his, you know, he is a producer now, Rob. So maybe that's his producing hands, possibly.
Okay. All right. So we go from Joey Lawrence on the set with the chair and the light. And then he's moving his hands to, what is he doing? Oh, wait, where's he going with his hands? Okay. We got out of there just in time. Okay.
Private bathroom stuff and cut.
All right. Here's Lolo Jones, still shot of her wearing the American flag as a cape, as an Olympic athlete might do.
You are actually someone who may remember this rare reference, but do you remember McDonald's had this ad campaign in one of the early 90s Olympics? And it was like, Dan versus someone. Dave. I don't remember.
What Dan versus Dave. I believe it was Reebok. I don't believe it was McDonald's.
All right. Nonetheless. So I don't remember my own story. But then they both totally like flamed out in the actual Olympics. And that's what Lolo Jones really did. She was a huge name and someone that they really spent a lot of time on. And then she did not have very strong results. I really enjoyed the scene where she's like, I have no medals. And Lochte's like, I have 12. It's just really... Mm-hmm. Really, really put her in her place. So I don't know. I don't feel great about this. I think they should have used footage from her showing on Dancing with the Stars instead, possibly.
Yeah, she has a lot of hype, a lot of good marketing, Lolo Jones, but no results to show for it yet.
Yeah, there was a lot of hope for a long time that her and Tebow would come together for a magical
Bolo.
Sports sex, you know, and a double virginity loss. But sadly, he just recently got engaged, so it's off the table now. I feel like that was her last big chance to capitalize on all of it.
Is it true, Eric, that a power of veto would be the first medal ever won by Lolo Jones?
Yes, I do believe so.
Still waiting on that one, though.
Yep. Fingers crossed.
Okay. So Lolo Jones, what is she going to be doing in her active pose?
I think she's going to hurdle something.
No, she has hurdles next to her, but she's like, hey, come at me. Come at me. You said you want to punch me in the throat. Come on. You want some of this? You want some of this?
You see, now we're talking because we all know how the celebrity boxings go. You know, tough to get paid for them, but that could do big pay-per-view money. Mm-hmm. A Lolo Braxton boxing match after the season. So maybe they're in, you know, working on this together, that they're going to continuously threaten to punch each other.
You want a piece of me? Come on.
Another payday.
Okay.
Would it really have been all that hard for her to like jump into a bobsled or jump over something here? Come on. Could have done better than this.
I think they're probably on a very tight green screen. Like that's probably, they don't have a lot of room to jump around, I don't think.
I would say they probably now like tell them what it is that they're actually doing here. But, you know, back when I rode a dinosaur to the Big Brother house, they didn't explain to us what was happening.
That's what you did in the credits?
Well, yeah, I should have been. But it was like they were like, hey, make some wacky dance moves. And so you're like so self-conscious. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, I hope that they at least told them, hey, this is for your opening credit. You know, how she landed on this maneuver, though, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It looks like she's wearing Joey Lawrence's pants here.
Yes. So now we pan left. Oh, and here is Cato. What's this face Cato is making on the witness stand where it's like, Cato, what did OJ tell you he did the night?
Well, he said he was doing private bathroom stuff. You're not sure what's going on. And not for nothing, I would have preferred to see Judge Lancito in the cast.
The judge.
I guess he's...
Yeah. Still with us, the judge, Lancito. Okay, so what is Cato going to be doing? We go from Cato. So Cato is outside. Is this supposed to represent OJ's gated Brentwood estate?
And then is this his reaction to finding?
What? Oh, my God. OJ, what did you do? Eric, were you a big OJ trial guy?
I do remember watching it, but the number one thing I remember, which I'm sure you did as well, is that they preempted a Knicks playoff game to cut into the Bronco chase.
Yeah.
And I remember being very disturbed that it was in the middle of a New York sports playoff game.
Yeah.
And I was like, do we really need to be watching this right now? But then, yeah, I kind of did need to be watching it. So.
Yeah, they did a whole 30 for 30 on that a couple of years ago about that whole, everything that was going on that night between the playoff game and the Bronco chase. I forget I think it's like June 17th, 1994. I'm not sure the exact date on it. But
is Al Cowling, the Bronco driver, still alive?
I'm not sure.
I would have been down for a whole season of OJ trial greats.
Yeah.
I think this, I'm actually kind of on board with him being there. I admittedly,
Eric,
this is not great form of celebrity, but
Eric, if you are trying to say that you want to do a Brant Steele about the OJ trial major players, that I think that that is a terrible idea, Eric. Don't even put that out there into the universe. Don't even manifest that. That is serious stuff, Eric. We're not joking around.
You're going to
make a Brant Steele.
Bloom did not just start to make an avatar for Marsha Clark right now.
We're not doing the prosecution tribe versus the defendant tribe with all of the, you know, OJ and Al Cowlings and Johnny Cochran.
We also had some of the people from
Robert Kardashian and
the modern, you know, FX show. And we could have like also, you know, David Schwimmer in it as well.
We could be getting David Schwimmer on Celebrity Big Brother soon.
Yeah, he's probably about if it makes it to season four.
Yeah, we're not doing that, Eric. That's a bad idea. Okay. Kato Kaelin, he's here. He's here as well. Eric, by the way, you are remarkably close to Kato Kaelin in Twitter followers.
Oh, this is pretty good. You know, Kato Kaelin saying right here, like, they called the Hansen brothers and they passed. So here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is good, though. It means there's hope for me yet. I would honestly say I probably have more of a chance of getting on Celebrity season three than back on the main show proper. Right. You know, if I mean, I was beat out by Jose and Jason Roy for OTT. So.
Yeah, you are on a slow speed pursuit right now of that. Kato Kaelin.
I'm on a Bronco chase to Celebrity BB 5. I'm running out of gas on the freeway, so I can't go over 60. Just slowly but surely making it back to the house.
OK, here we have it's Tamar.
Yeah, doesn't do anything for me.
The photo doesn't do anything for you.
Yeah, I she's probably the person I knew the least about going into the house. Although I will say she is delivering. She's, you know, bringing the goods.
She's
so
been
far,
great.
So.
She's been great. Okay, here's Tamar, and she is in front of like some sort of a giant boombox.
Peculiar. Yeah, but this is more convincing for me than some of the others. I like this. She's saying, you know, girl, I have the tea to spill here and it's gonna done get spilt.
OK, she's like doing a little bit of a snap and
it's very sassy and authoritative. I like this.
She's delivering.
I feel like that's someone I don't want to mess with.
OK, here's a photo of Tom Green. Is this from Freddy Got Fingered? Is this a Tom Green headshot
from the personal archives? Yeah, that's okay. Exactly. It probably was his headshot.
Yeah. And so we go from the old photo of Tom Green to Tom Green. He's on the mic and he's doing some stand up. Does Tom Green do a lot of stand up?
Yeah. First of all, I'm not familiar with that. Second of all, he really got dressed up for this. This is nice. But, I don't even know if this is like, I wouldn't even say green screen. This looks like they may have used Microsoft Paint or something. This is like a clip art that they put on the stool and a fake mic stand in front of him. This is an interesting one. And I was thinking about this also. I mean, he was really big during his peak, you know, 3 or 4 years. What happened to this man? You know, like, how did he fall off the charts? And was he in on the joke in the first place also? Because he seems like a pretty smart guy. His brand of comedy he was popular for was not that smart. So I'm trying. I would like to maybe do a rise and fall of Tom Green.
Rise and fall Tom Green.
Podcast.
Okay, so Eric, were you a big fan of Tom Green the first time around?
Moderate. I'm in the right age range.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching, you know, Jackass and things of that nature. So I feel like probably I would have been his audience. But I can't specifically remember being a diehard Tom Green fan. You know, I remember bits and pieces.
Yeah. So I just, and I'm not a Tom Green historian, but Tom Green was really huge. And then after that, he had the thing with Drew Barrymore. And Tom Green and Drew Barrymore was like a Pete Davidson is dating Ariana Grande of its time.
Yeah, that was a career highlight for him.
Yeah. And I feel like it was like, what? Why is Drew Barrymore is with Tom Green? What is this? And then they got, and then I wonder if that took a toll, that the very public breakup then. And then he had cancer, and I'm not sure exactly the timeline. I think he had cancer.
Oh, did
post-
he? I hadn't heard about
you
that.
You didn't hear about that? Yeah. No, he had testicular cancer, Eric.
Oh. Does he have
they had to his- yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh.
So a lot of people don't know about that, and then from there. But then I think then he was he did his Tom Green. I don't know if it was like an internet talk show or I don't think it's quite a podcast, but you know, I think he's continued to make content. But
he has also one of those issues where you have sort of like the gimmick that doesn't age that well. Like, you don't want a 45-year-old man putting his bum on your lips or whatever. You know, like, so, you know,
maybe
that's probably kind of like the Adam Sandler of it all. Maybe that's it. He just needs to go. And, you know, do a Netflix deal and make some, you know, made for TV flicks. You'd feel like he could like do some Hallmark or Lifetime movies or something. Like, you know, he's really gone south.
Yeah.
This feels like a good grab. Unlike most of these people, it feels like they should feel embarrassed about this. This feels like a good pull for him to be able to get this booking. Like, I feel like he may have campaigned for this. Possibly.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. So the thing about Tom Green is that you mentioned that his humor is very juvenile, but then, you know, juvenile people grow up on, unlike us.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And so maybe that the type of humor that he was famous for doesn't age particularly well.
Yeah. It's not great. And this is a terrible opening. He looks like, I mean, I know it's part of his shtick, but what's this look on his face? He's like, real.
But do you think that he is the beard is well suited to the Big Brother house, that we've seen so many great bearded Big Brother contestants that they have to have only one beard person on every season? That do you feel like that he's got like a Paul or Donnie thing going on?
This is interesting. Maybe he was tutored by them prior to going into the game. Mm-hmm. If he starts forming any sort of cult-like faction, then we'll know why he came in bearded this time around.
Friendship. I have friendship. Pissed. I am pissed. Am I doing this right? Okay. All right. There's
and Raven there in his alliance.
Raven is here. Okay. All right. Oh, here's number 34 for the Miami Dolphins. Not a Saints photo. We're getting Miami Dolphins stock footage because that's cheaper.
Looking a lot Ricky Williams. Slimmer.
Ricky, it's fourth down for Ricky Williams. Uh-oh.
Is it possible that this is... remember the scandal? It seems like a News AF type of story where Cosby alum Jeffrey Owens.
What's with you in the Cosby infatuation?
I really enjoyed that show. Is it possible that this is Jeffrey Owens?
You think so? You think so? After Trader Joe's let him go after that?
Yeah. Is it possible, because he's been stirring the pot quite often in these first few episodes.
There's more than stirred, Eric.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Is it possible that he has a deal with production that a pot-for-pot arrangement where, listen, we want good TV. We're happy to keep you happy if you keep us happy. If you stir the pot, you come to the diary room, you get the pot. And, it's, you know, like they're almost training him in that regard. I feel like... And I'm being really quite serious that this is a legitimately a possible arrangement.
I don't think so. I don't think that that's the case. But I do believe that Ricky Williams is slated to speak at a conference in Amsterdam in the next couple of days. So be on the lookout for that.
I will say this. Really loved his comment. And I feel like it had not been something done to death on the show before, where he said how poorly the others handle stress, and that if he could just keep them stressed out, he feels like that might be good for their game. Mm-hmm. Because he's not wrong. They handle stress very poorly.
Okay. So let's see. What's Ricky Williams' body language saying? It's like...
He's saying...
Come on.
I gained 80 pounds since my career. So they shouldn't worry me about me as a physical threat.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Ricky Williams has like a completely different look from when he was on The Celebrity Apprentice also.
Yeah, I would actually watch a reality show of his journey towards spirituality. I feel like that actually would be quite entertaining as he learns acupuncture and crystals and so forth. And if we could do it with Caitlin as well, I think we might be on to something.
That'd be good. We're going to talk to her soon. Okay, Dina Lohan is here. This was Dina Lohan at the height of her powers.
Not doing much for me.
Okay, Dina Lohan.
I always object to these claims. I mean, witnessing a murder is one thing, but simply giving birth to a famous person does not really.
Yeah, what is this Manhattan skyline, champagne? How do either of these things represent Dina Lohan? I guess the drinking.
Yeah.
But they should have had a saloon behind her.
I think it's distinctly possible that they cast her for a possible showmance. That's what they were hoping for. I mean, I don't know if Kato is single or not, but I mean, that would be glorious.
Yeah. And she's not moving. They might not have been able to get a gesture from her. This might just
photo. This is actually just a stock footage from Google.
Yeah, she did not move. She did not move.
That is an interesting observation you make.
Okay, here's Jonathan.
That does not bode well for her interest in the game that she didn't show up to press day.
Okay, here is Jonathan, Eric. Are you a mean guy? Do you like Mean Girls?
I have seen it before. I saw the
it didn't
musical.
Speak to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's I'd be more apt to have been the one who was not allowed to sit at the lunch table in high school. So, you know, it cut me to the core, bringing back those memories.
Okay, let's see what Jonathan is up to when we go ahead. We go from that photo to he's so excited to be here. And what does this say? He's dancing. What was that dance?
Can we replay that?
Okay.
I want to see the emotion.
Yeah. Okay. Right, let's see this. Whoa. Is he doing the sprain, Eric?
I think he is. Very possibly might be. Interesting. I'm not sure what that's telling me about him as a player. I did find it to be interesting that in his opening video package, that he is dating a past Amazing Race contestant.
Yes, from one of the Chippendales.
That was exciting to me. This, not so sure about. I feel like he's giving me, and I do not want to put this out into the universe, uh-oh, but I think he may have been saying, "Hi, Mommy." Because he's been giving me some Frankie vibes in the house.
I was here.
Okay. All right. This is actually, we're just going to want to go back to Jonathan Bennett's background here real quick. Red carpet VIP.
That's pushing it. I mean, he's done the same charity events that I have. I mean, if you're booking the hearts
is he hosting
of reality,
on the red carpet? Is he interviewing somebody on the red carpet?
Absolutely not. I mean, I have seen one too many photos of him bro clapping Nick Starcevic to know that he is he's down in the mix with the commoners at this charity event.
Okay. All right. We go from Aaron Samuels to Eva Marie.
Hmm. I mean, any photo of hers, I will probably enjoy. So.
You're okay with it. Okay. All right. She's red hair here. What is she on? Is she getting in the ring? It looks like she's like on a boat. It's like an outdoor ring.
Yeah, it's strange.
What's going on here?
Very bizarre. There have been a lot of, very esteemed, colored haired players in Big Brother history from, Joey
Brittany.
To, Rockstar, there have been some strong performances. So if she's channeling their game, she's probably in pretty good shape.
Probably. Okay, so Natalie Eva Marie, she is in the ring here and she's making a muscle.
Seems like the lowest common denominator here. Yes. Didn't come in with any ideas, but all right.
This is spectacular.
Yeah, yes. Can we talk about this for a second here?
Okay.
Is she going to wear a top hat? Does she have a Judas coming in the diary room?
No.
Because I do find this to be more than a coincidence at this point that we have seen from Psycho Sid's son, Mr. Spectacular, you know, Austin and Judas and so forth. We have seen, you know, Johnny Mundo. We have seen Ashley Mazzaro on Survivor, Big Dick Johnson making cameos as every season of Big Brother these days. Mm-hmm. What sort of deal have they struck with WWE here? And well, what's your take on this?
I just think that the skill sets required for being a reality TV person, being sort of an extrovert who can cut promo and deliver in the diary room, also a lot of muscle mass, tend to be aesthetically pleasing, big personality. I just think there's a lot of overlap in terms of what they're looking for on both things.
Yeah, that's my thought also, that they both at their core are basically soap operas, so that they think that they get the good guy, bad guy of it all and are willing to lean into it. I think in her particular case, she was pretty widely detested by wrestling fans. So I think this is like a little bit of a, hey, this is the real me, you know, type of situation coming from her. Also, not for nothing, but in our last three that we just encountered, or three of the last bunch, I think that Eva Marie and Jonathan and Ricky, I think they are probably going to be our biggest flip-floppers this season. They do not strike me as people who are ride or dies. These strike me as people who will, in their own self-interest, switch alliances at the drop of a hat. We've already seen Eva Marie entertaining anything that will further her game. So she's telling me in this video, don't trust her.
Don't trust Eva Marie. Okay. We go from Eva Marie. This is not
Brandon Hance would never trust her.
Yeah, she's a real Delilah. Okay. Oh, the Mooch, Scaramucci. Mm. Remember that time that he was the White House communications director?
What a pull. Oh, my God. How did they possibly get this man? This is great.
He knew. He's got a lot of stories from his time as the press, as the director of communications.
How are your feelings watching this? I know you were really strongly in his corner, and I know you've already had to retract that. So what happened here? The one-liners did not seem right. The investment of the game, the schmoozing, he did not, this did not land. Where did it? Oh, he also has Ryan Lochte's flag.
Yes. Yeah. No. So, OK, my thought on Scaramucci was he wanted to come in here and show everybody, you know, how tough he is, how much he's really willing to get into the muck and get dirty. I didn't think he was really coming into the house to be sort of like above it all. I thought he was going to come in here and be very cutthroat and really be, you know, I'm in this house with Dina Lohan. Are you kidding me? You know, I really thought he was going to come out swinging, and it was really anything but.
Here's a question. Who do you think you could learn more parenting skills from the little opening packages, Lochte or Scaramucci? Who would you want to coach you on parenting based on what you saw from those?
Based on their intro packet from the show or from like what we're looking at right
either
now?
Either way, whatever you could take away from your time with them so far. If you had to leave your children with one of them for 24 hours.
Scaramucci was going through a very public divorce proceeding in his time immediately leaving the White House. And his wife seemed like she really did not care for him. So I'd be able to relate to that situation the most.
I feel like he really came for the rebranding and then instead like was the ultimate one trick pony in the DR and doubled down on the quitting. So like, I'm not sure what kind of image rehab he was on. This also got me thinking, I mean, boy, oh boy, are they leaning into Kato and Tom Green and Scaramucci's like one hit wonders here. Mm-hmm. So if you were on Celebrity Big Brother, what do you think your like tried and true one-liner gimmick would be? Would they make you make podcasting jokes all the time?
No, I think they'd make me make Survivor jokes. If I was like the one person that was sort of like from Survivor, I'd be like, I
survived 39 days, but I can't survive one more night of Dina tucking my ear off.
Like, are you kidding me? I have to be a have not? What? You mean that I don't have to eat a rat tonight? You know, so the it would be like, I think, very sort of a generic Survivor jokes.
Yeah. Well, someone get me some peanut butter to top these people down off the endurance comps.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that I'm in a house with toilet paper? You know, I think it'd be like I have not had any other experience other than being on Survivor my entire life. That's what it would be.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there.
All right, here, let's get through this. Scaramucci walking, and he's going to pull on his his lapel there, straighten it up. There he is. Scaramucci. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows where he went from there? Celebrity Big Brother. Boom.
I remember watching this last Celebrity BB season and being like, this is amazing. I never thought this day would come. I'm not feeling those emotions anymore, but I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm looking forward to see where this takes us.
Yeah. Eric, have you followed the ratings for Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, down a little bit, right?
A little in the oof direction.
Well, you know, they're basically splitting cast members, as I said, with Masked Singer, which is up again. So, tough, you know, tough times there. It's how do you decide if you're going to tune in to see, you know, which old washed up celebrities?
Right.
You know, people are really having to get to the core of the matter.
Okay. Let's do a couple more questions with Eric here on our Winter of Stein premiere spectacular. Eric, it wouldn't be the Winter of Stein unless we got a call in from one of our most prolific callers. Here is our good friend, Victoria.
Hey, Rob has a podcast. Hey, Eric Stein. Hey, it's Victoria. And I have a question for my fave, Eric. So I saw on like the opening night, like Ricky Williams was like learning how to make like homemade little medicines and stuff. So my question to you is, would you ever take one of Ricky Williams' homemade medicines? So, yeah. Because I think I would. So anyway, I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye, guys. Bye.
Okay. Eric, would you take, and thank you very much, Victoria, would you take any of Ricky Williams' homemade medicine?
First of all, great to hear from an old friend. I thought it was going to be... was it Maureen or Marilyn who had to get to her dentist's appointment and we were holding her up?
I forgot about that. Yeah. Ricky Williams, not the first or last Big Brother contestant to be making their own medicine, right? I believe Big Brother 9 contestants were also working with pharmaceuticals.
That is correct. And if you have been to any of the after parties, it's more common than you'd think. I remember when I first got off the show and I thought to myself, I didn't even know what half the things were that I was hearing about. But I think that I would take these and it would be a great segment for the Winter of Stein is that possibly I will recap an episode after getting treatment from Ricky Williams.
Yes, that would be fantastic if you could do that.
I would enjoy some acupuncture as well. I think we'd be in good hands. I would enjoy a segment, truly, where they, you know, let's say they have, you know, Tyler, and he goes with each celebrity and he does like their thing with them. Like he goes swimming with Ryan Lochte and he samples some of the, you know, Ricky Williams treatments. I feel like that would have been really brilliant for their, you know, opening segments. I would like to see that some synergy from the summer to the winter. Possibly.
Yeah. Maybe they could have had like each one of the Big Brother 20 contestants. They could have paired them with somebody to shadow them for their day.
Yes. I did frightfully hear Eva Marie say, "Let's go" in the first 10 minutes of the show.
So
we know where she's,
let's go.
Let's go to Switzerland.
Okay. Let's do some more questions for Eric. This is one from Felipe. Where's the mooch? Also, who do you predict will be the oofiest and fooiest player this season, Eric?
All right. We have covered the Mooch's whereabouts. This is a pretty big oof. He's going to be tough to outdo, but I'm sticking with Joey Lawrence being the far and away most ooftastic house guest this season. He's going to be the person who comes away just looking like a jackass.
Yeah.
He's not going to do anything for him other than make people think he is like, you know, the best case scenario for a celebrity on one of these shows is to be accessible. Oh, they're just like us. You know, it's like the magazines where it's the stars. They're just like us. They pump their own gas. They're so funny. I never knew this side of their personality. Well, I never knew the side of his personality where he was a big timing asshole. So, you know, I feel like I like him 100 times less already. And the longer he stays there, I feel like that probably will continue to be the case. He's very self-important. So I will say that. And I think the most oof-tastic moment of the three-night premiere has to be Eva and Lolo's final two deal. That was a four-oofer right there. That was a classic Chef Joe talking about Dan to Dan situation.
Eric, I'm just so glad that you didn't come into the Winter of Stein. And if we asked you a question about who was the oofiest player of the season, that you didn't say, maybe at the end of the season, I'll say oof.
Yeah, but if I win, guys, then I'm not going to say oof and foo and cameo. That was kind of my old, you know,
that was the old me.
Or this ometer of sorts. I don't want to say what kind, but you know, that was then. This is now. Now I'm producing now, guys. So very true. I think who's going to be looking fooey at the end of this? I think Tom Green is feeling pretty foo right now, and I will say the five foo moments that nobody has hit upon, far and away the part that the biggest laugh I got in the first three episodes was the back-to-back opening videos in which first Lolo spilled her drink on herself, and then I know it's not nice to laugh at children, but good old Braxton family son falling down. That was five foo right there. I mean, they probably filmed her for more than 3 seconds. So the fact that they chose to use that clip. Also, this is a question. I don't know if you've noticed this. Why do they keep showing Natalie Eva Marie flossing? This has come up like 6-7 times in these three episodes.
Yeah, is she's flossing? Like the dance or the with her teeth?
Nah,
dental hygiene.
That is right. The Johnny Mac hygiene plan. I would take some of his medication as well.
You know, a lot of people consider me a healer too.
All right.
She like you go back through the episodes. Every time they do one of those like weird, awkward, still
floss
like, close ups, like her reaction shots, she's flossing in every single one.
Okay,
I like it.
She should have been doing a flossing the dance in her opening video.
Can't floss on command. You know, not if that's what you're known for.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're looking loose there. That's nice.
That's good. All right. Then one more question for Eric. This is from Sam Lambert, who says, the last time Cato was in a house with a Heisman Trophy winning running back, it didn't end so well. If Cato wins the HOH, should that be motivation to get rid of Ricky?
This is very, very interesting, Sam. I'm now concerned about the parallels here. And I wonder who would be, who's going to get murdered in this scenario?
All right.
No, I'm trying to envision this. This is bad. Very bad.
I do wonder if, you know, we get potentially
rolling here.
Yeah, if we have like if there's a big backstab in the house, if Cato's going to be like backstab, that's not how I heard you do it.
Yeah, I wonder how far that they push it. You know, somewhere in the DR, someone is, you know, really they're very proudly bringing back to the story team. Hey, look what I got him to say.
Yeah, well, I've been very surprised just how OJ heavy the jokes have been from Cato.
I heard that Scaramucci worked at Ron Goldman Sachs.
No, not
okay.
Eric, Winter of Stein week. What a week.
I noticed that they have punished Joey with everyone else now stealing his catchphrase. So I would like to do a little wager here. Price is Right rules. How many woes will be recorded throughout the course of CBB season two? How many woes will we hear without going over, naturally?
From here on out, or are we baking in total?
I've not counted, so I have no advantage here. But we've probably heard what? Easily.
Well, let's make it fair. Already, let's make it fair, because nobody's going to go back, with all due respect to our amazing listeners, nobody's going to go back and rewatch three of these episodes and count the woes. So, I do think that people may count from this point on.
All right. And so I guess this is going to be contingent. I feel like we should probably have to either submit our answers at the same time or reveal them, you know, just because we don't want to have a one woe type of bid situation, or you do one more than me. And I guess
I'll write mine down and then you could say yours. How many woes
go in the game here? Hold on a second. I
can do that. Okay. From here on out.
I don't know how long he's going to last. All right. Let's see.
How many times the word woe is uttered the rest of the way? Eric, what is your bid?
I got it.
Okay. Okay, what does that say?
Julie.
16.
16.
Okay. I'm going to go with 6.
Whoa.
6.
Or should I say 6. Whoa?
Whoa. Whoa. Blossom.
Now, do you think that it's just run its course already, or do you think he's going to not last long?
I think he's not going to last long, and I think it's run its course. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what's going on.
And I think that he will sit there with I think it'll be very interesting to see Julie Chen Mumis is on Friday night in her interview segment, whether she's sort of light or more serious. I do think that she will close when she interviews Joey, and she's like, Joey, would it be fair to say that your reaction is whoa? Yeah, that's a nice try. I'm not going to say that's nice try.
That's going to be there. And you know, he will not laugh at all.
He will no sell it to the high heavens. Nice try.
Yeah, he's like,
I see what you did there.
I was speaking with your husband about some projects.
Yeah.
Are those really still in the works?
You're going to, yeah.
Also, just to answer a question you had earlier this week on the podcast, I just so happened to know the answer because it involved me. Big Brother winner Richard Donato did indeed have a segment on the show in which he farted.
So okay.
It is not new ground, but it's an oldie but a goodie.
Yes. First time in a while.
Yes. They crop dusted off an old classic there.
Yes. What do you think of my theory that Jonathan was resorting to the potty humor in an attempt to bond with Lochte?
I think so, and I think it worked. I think I fear for his life in the game, because he seems to get it, and he seems to be having fun with it. I think as far as the celebrities go, you want to see people in there who are living the experience and enjoying it. So we'll see how the rest of the week goes for him. But I have enjoyed him. I have been hearing rumors that he is a little excitable on the feeds, but I think his energy is translating well to the episodes. Okay. I'm liking it. This could be a big comeback for him. He could make an appearance on Lindsay's Mykonos Summer House on MTV.
That'd be exciting. Erica, we have a bonus question for you from one of our listeners, Matt. Erica, who's living rent-free in your head right now?
Yeah, this hasn't been working well on most of the podcast, right? Yeah, it's tough. I'd have to say I'm going to no-sell it.
Whoa. Let's try again. Okay.
I do have some disappointing news to report. I did reach out to one of the breakout stars of the Summer of Stein and also their PR reps. I was told that we were too mean to them, so they wouldn't come on the Winter of Stein.
Oh, man.
So if we want contact, we're going to have to Pony up. The $35 pony up.
Yep. Eric, there was also a lot of requests from our listeners that there, you know, the Big Brother podcasting space is very fertile ground. You have so many of your peers are also in the Big Brother podcasting space. There was some request for you to do a some sort of a podcast book club of sampling a variety of Big Brother podcasts.
Before I commit to this, could you give me like the what's like the one line log line on a few of these? Who exactly are the these podcasters? I just want to make sure I know what I'm getting myself into.
Well, we could do like a some research and get like you the whole tasting menu.
Yeah, there are some I'd like to hear from more than others, but I'm willing to sample this. I feel like I know how I will feel after watching them.
Is it going to be similar to the time you binged all of Fuller House?
More similar and more immediately similar to the time that I watched all three episodes of Celebrity Big Brother.
Right, okay. All right. Eric, anything else you want to say while we have you here in the Winter of Stein?
No, I am excited to be back and talking nonsense for the three people who are watching who may not have been familiar with the Summer of Stein. The thing that I love about this show is that I feel like we treat Big Brother with the exact amount of respect that it deserves. Mm-hmm. And I am not even saying that with shade. I am not insulting the show, but the people tend to get a little tense about the situation. Yeah. And I like having a home where I can come and talk about some of the lighter moments of the Big Brother world and not have to deactivate my social media or anything along those lines. So I'm happy to come along for a few weeks of nonsense.
Yes.
And I appreciate you having me back.
And if you watch closely, Big Brother is telling you exactly how it wants to be treated.
That's right. And I feel, but we often get lost deep in the strategy of it all and the fan bases of it all and the hatred of it all. So, I think we should instead get lost in the idiocy of it all, because I agree. I think that they're owning it. So why shouldn't we?
Okay. All right. Next time we'll be back with Eric Stein. Get your questions in. You can email us all week long. winterofstein@robiswebsite.com. #WinterofStein. And you could also, what else? Eric, leave us a voicemail. robiswebsite.com/voicemail. So many ways to contact us. And so we'll be back together in 1 week's time. But as we like to do here on the Winter of Stein, let's go ahead and then we will give you a preview of what to expect next time on the Winter of Stein. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. If Eric thinks that he's going to try to hold out any of his catchphrases or best material and running jokes for the season finale, he's got another thing coming. Oof.
This is the power of the veto meeting. I'm Ryan Lochte, and I gotta go. I don't know what that meant. I have no idea where I was going with that.
Who will win the power of veto, and will they use it and make Ryan Lochte give another speech? Find out next time on The Winter of Stein.
When I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling dread and loathing, there's a pounding in my weirdly shaped head. By the time I check my Twitter and start feeling sad and bitter, I regret my day already, wish I'd stayed in bed. I'm not fine, but it's a
Winter of Stein.